I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Bobby Bisold. She is a visual artist, Valerie Martinez poet, and Dominique Mazot artist, as she calls herself. And all three of them are involved in an event, or actually a series of events, called Rivers Run Through Us. 5 days, five sites, one river. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
So what's the concept here? I mean, the Santa Fe River is a beautiful or potentially beautiful thing. What are you guys doing?
Well, we should talk about our walk, which we did last year in May. We did a five-day, 54-mile walk, the three of us, to bring awareness and understanding to the river, which was named the most endangered in 2007.
And as most endangered in the country?
Yes, by an organization called American Rivers. And that made us decide to walk the entire length of the Santa Fe River, which, as far as we can tell, hadn't been done.
How long is it?
54 miles.
Wow.
We started up in the mountains, and the watershed that's closed to the public. We had all the permissions, including the pueblos, down at the other end, and we walked. We thought it would take us 4 days, and it took us 5 days to walk to the confluence of the Santa Fe River at the Rio Grande.
Did you just camp out along the way?
We did. It was an incredible experience for the three of us, and we had public events the entire time to bring people down to the riverbank, which is what we're repeating in a different form this year in May.
So what did you learn from actually walking it? I mean, it's one thing to sit in the cafe and talk about the river. It's another thing to walk 54 miles of it.
Well, we learned a lot. I think one of the main things to me is that there are different communities along the river and very different people who don't know each other, or if they know each other, they don't necessarily understand each other. So I've always seen the river, even if you look at it as a form, as a unifying arc, rivers really do that. They bring people together, communities together. So it's been one of our discoveries and part of our work to bring different communities together, hopefully to better understand the river and each other.
And is that happening?
Somewhat. It's a long process, but there are a lot of people involved with the river, and we're part of this effort, and we're seeing some steps being taken in that direction.
Conversations, I think, between those who maybe wouldn't always agree. We found, for example, that beavers are very controversial along the Santa Fe River, so there's great support among some people, and there's real opposition to them. And we think that in some ways encouraging social cohesion around the river over a long period of time might get people to talk to one another. And we have ranchers, we have farmers, we have people who live in the city. And so one of our larger efforts, in addition to the art, is what Dominique says, is how can we bring people together for the sake of the river to talk to each other and maybe kind of bridge some of the divisions that we have. And so I think Dominique's right. It's going to be a long process, but we have, and I think Bobby can talk about the traditional collaborative, because that's one of the things that's happened as a result of that walk.
Right. But one thing is that we realized that as artists, we had this really unique way of looking at things that other groups, although they do amazing restoration and science and things like that, and there are lots of neighborhood groups that work very hard for their section of the river. As artists, we were looking at the whole thing. And as Val said when we were talking about why we walked after we got back, she said, why not, rather than making a new line, follow a line that's already made for us? So we did that. So one of the results of our walk has been a wonderful group that got together in below the wastewater treatment plant, which is where La Cienega is, La Cienega, La Bajada, Cochiti, that area. And the people there have created the Santa Fe River Traditional Community Collaborative. They have monthly meetings, and they get together to figure out what to do about the water and the river. And there's people from the city who come to the meetings. We go. There's people from all of those communities along the river down there. So there's the issues are large, because they're getting wastewater from for one thing, from us, and that water's never really been fully tested for pharmaceuticals and things like that. So that's one of the things we push for. We actually took water samples when we walked, but we didn't really know, we were not aware that we had to have the samples tested really quickly. So we now know how to do that. So we're pushing for other groups to step in who can do that.
Well, that's one of the things that Amigos Bravos does. And one of the events that you guys are doing is next week on Tuesday, the 21st of May at 5:30, you're going to be doing one of those Water Matters lectures for Amigos Bravos. And that lecture is called What is the Role of Art and Artists in Protecting and Restoring Our Rivers? And the three of you will be speaking. They always do those events at the Santa Fe Community Foundation. It's such an interesting and tricky business to unify people around art, because art comes from the mind and the soul of these creative people, and to get somebody else to sign on to your idea, it's not really then their idea, but you want to make them the agents of whatever their project is and not you, because you're it's supposed to be a community project.
Well, it's almost, for me, kind of the opposite, is that we see that there's a lot of information, whether it's about rivers or about climate change. There's a lot of science and facts out there. And that is maybe working slowly to change people's minds and behaviors, but we believe that art, right, that art works differently. And art can inspire people to think differently or to think out of the box. And in some ways, we believe that that is what can bring people together to sort of have a vision or share in a vision or contribute to an artist's vision of what the river might look like or what the globe might look like. So that's the way I think we think about it, that art is uniquely capable of getting people to feel and think and imagine differently. And so that's why we do the work that we do as artists.
We're talking to Valerie Martinez, Dominique Mazo, and Bobby Bissold. So poetry, music, performance, stories, picnics, art walks, and guided hikes, everything is free. Tell us about some of these things. I mean, let's talk about the guided hikes. That's not exactly art, or maybe it is?
Well, let's see. That one takes place in La Bajada. We're going on a walk with the Harringtons, David and Galila, who live in the area in La Bajada, who volunteered to take people on a hike. It is a way of getting people into the landscape. That is what we did when we walked. And when you start feeling the land, and this is a part of our river that a lot of people don't know about. That also is an element of change. When we're talking about art in a really broad community sense of that we call community engagement. And Dominique, would you add to that?
Well, recently there was the very important film Chasing Ice by James Bellock, and he, as an artist himself, we felt very close to what he was doing, and he called artists such as ourselves messengers of awareness. And I think that was a really beautiful expression to describe what we do. And also we're listeners, and a lot of what we do is listening to all the various parties, and that's really important. I mean, we may have an idea on how to do things, but we're listening and sort of bringing all these different voices together in what we do.
And the hike is, if art is in part about beauty, a hike into La Bajada Canyon, which for us was maybe one of our most challenging and most incredible days of walking, it is magnificent. And if people feel compelled to do something for the river, it often will happen because they see its incredible beauty, or at the same time see where it's in desperate need, as it is when we walked through the city of Santa Fe. As we came out of the upper watershed, we came out of water and beaver dams into the city where it was dry until we got to the wastewater treatment plant. It was desperate looking in places. So to move us, a hike is in a way like a work of art. It has the power to do that. And so we considered our walk a kind of performance.
A performance with no audience.
Yes, or with we met lots of people along the way, but there were long stretches when it was just the three of us, yes.
There is another guided hike that's on the 15th on Wednesday, and that's a nature walk. And the students from Rio Grande School, third and fifth grades, the science and art classes there, are working with me mainly and Dominique to create. They've created these amazing art pieces that will be placed out in the area in the Nature Conservancy area by the Audubon. And I am leading the hike. I am kind of a, one of the experiences we had when we were up in that area last year was that in front of us, we were walking with students from that school, and we came down from Audubon, and we went into the Nature Conservancy land. We're following the river, and in front of us were a group of birders with a big scope, and they kept scurrying away from us because they, you know, the kids are coming and we gotta, you know, we're gonna lick the birds, and they set up their scope again, and then we'd catch up with them again. So I'm leading kind of a nature hike kind of based on that memory, where I'll have a big giant pair of binoculars that I've made out of paper mache, and
so they're not real.
No, they're not real. They have eyeballs on the end. So, and we'll go around and we will find these amazing species that are there, and we'll lead the people there to find the kids and their art, and they're being artists and citizen scientists as well. So
citizen scientist is such an interesting movement. Because yeah. I was talking to a scientist who leads and collects data with citizen scientists, and little kids in particular pay more attention, more close attention, and you get them out on a beach and they will tell you more about shells and snails and stuff than a lot of professional scientists. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the event Rivers Run Through Us, 5 days, five sites, one river. What is the... if I may ask, ultimate goal? I mean, just basically to get the river running again?
No, that's complicated.
as everything along the river is. Well, I think for us, there are sort of long-term conservation restoration goals that we share with one of our sponsors, partners, the Santa Fe Watershed Association. So we would like to see a healthier river, and that means a lot of different things along the way. But maybe first for us is what we've been talking about, is getting people to reconnect if they're not connected to the river and to sort of take an interest in it and to get people to talk across those lines. So restoration efforts need to be more cooperative, and that's a very complicated process. For example, mentioning the beavers again, how do we bring together those who want no beavers, you feel that the beavers are destroying their land, and to talk to those who understand how beavers are really important to watershed. So in some ways, I would say that those are some of our shorter-term goals, which are complicated goals in themselves. But ultimately, we want the Santa Fe River to be restored. Does that mean it needs to be running all the time? We know that it never did that. I think people have, they believe that, but from what we know historically, it always was wet and dry different in different seasons at different times depending on what happened in the mountains. So I think it's complicated. Maybe that's part of the education part of our project as well, is for people to understand how the river ran historically. And of course, with the city of Santa Fe growing as it has, and it's 40% of our water comes from the Santa Fe River.
Is that right?
So it's really essential to our life, but we also have others who share the river with us who are outside of the city of Santa Fe, as we've mentioned, and include Cochiti Pueblo. And so in some ways, to understand what the river needs to do now in the 21st century, we can't go back to what it was. We just simply can't. How do we find what is best for it so that it will not be a non-existent or endangered water source for those of us who live in the city of Santa Fe, but also beneficial to the farmers and ranchers downstream? And what that looks like, I think, is something that we've got to create together.
And especially now that we're in the middle of a drought that shows no signs of ending.
Yes. So it changes also with each decade, right, in terms of what's going to be there and how we use it. And it's critical, as we know right now, it's critical what's happening here and everywhere else. So I think all rivers, including the Santa Fe River, are complicated, you know, sites for discussion about how we live our lives in relationship to water.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, if nothing else, seeing that all of our communities are connected, that the water in our houses that we water our yards with doesn't
Absolutely.
Just come from nowhere, you know, it comes from somewhere and is related to everybody and everything else around us. Now, you are doing the Nature Walk, and you are doing an event on Thursday at 11:15 on Paseo de Peralta called The Reimagining of Bishop's Pond and the Rio Chiquito. And this is Bishop's Pond, which I didn't even know about. This is a real pond right in the middle of
no
Santa
one
Fe.
Knows it was once upon a time. In the 1800s, there was this beautiful pond. You should see old photographs with luscious trees and vegetation of all kinds. So now it's buried under the parking lot of the New Mexico School for the Arts. And
it's been buried for some time.
Yeah, the Rio Chiquito, the spring that gave birth to this pond, is located on Paso de Peralta, right on the side of the school. So we're starting this art walk, which is an art piece, also vigil in a way, you know. It reminds me of more activist-oriented things when I used to work downtown with Women in Black, but this is really all about the river, so we're asking people to wear blue, to bring an umbrella, because we're going to do different gestures going along with songs and such, and the mayor will be there, and we also ask people to bring water, because at the end we'll go to walk to the river and do a little ritual there,
and make an offering of water to the river.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, to call back the waters. You need to give to receive.
Yeah, very very interesting.
So we're meeting at 11:15 on Thursday, right there by the school on Paseo de Peralta.
So the events start on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 1 o'clock at the Randall Davey Audubon Center. There's a nature walk, and then Thursday, this reimagining of Bishop's Pond. Friday, an Agua Fria event. Saturday, La Bajada. Sunday, events at Coche de Pueblo. Much more. And then Tuesday of next week, as we said, at 5:30, the Amigos Bravos Water Matters lecture at the Santa Fe Community Foundation. For more information, people can get exact calendar stuff and all that. People can go to riversrunthroughus.net. Now, this is also a co-production with Little Globe, which is your organization, Valerie Martinez.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're so proud at Little Globe to be the fiscal sponsor for Rivers Run Through Us, as well as it is one of our sort of central community engagement projects for Little Globe, as you know. We're a group of artists, and really we believe in the power of art to change people's minds and to encourage people to change the way they live. And so at Little Globe, we're really just proud that Rivers Run Through Us is one of our many projects in which we believe that really significant social change can happen because of artists and their work.
Rivers Run Through Us, 5 days, 5 sites, 1 river. Dominique Mazot, Valerie Martinez, and Bobby Bazold, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.